Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Many of us heard the controversy over Representative Ilhan Omar's statement, "Some people did something." But no one has ever investigated her entire speech when she made that statement, "Some people did something," so we can know the context of that statement. And if you ask most of those who were upset about Ilhan Omar and her statement, "Some people did something," you will be surprised to know that they don't know where she gave that lecture and to whom she was giving that lecture and what else she said in that speech. That's exactly what we will be investigating here in our study. Professor Todd Green treated her statement lightly by just simply mentioning what Ilhan Omar said and quickly brushed it aside as if it was nothing. But that is not what we will be doing here in our study. First, we're going to look at how Professor Green reported that statement of Ilhan Omar and how he reacted to it. But then we're going to go in depth to learn about everything we need to know about Ilhan Omar and her controversy on the statement of "some people did something." So, without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
Also, pretty recently, as we move to the terrorism label, we had a news event, a news cycle in which Ilhan Omar, a video of her back in March at a banquet, was discovered. It was never really hidden, but it got rediscovered in April. In which she was making a longer speech about the backlash that Muslims have received in the aftermath of 9/11.
Well, let me interpret for you what Professor Green is telling us. He's talking about a news event. In that news event, Representative Ilhan Omar spoke, and we got a video of her speaking in that event. Now, Professor Green will tell you this video was never really hidden. It got rediscovered in April. So the video took place in March, and it was not hidden. Everybody in America knew about it, except the American people who have never seen it. But besides that, everybody knows about it. It was not hidden. We all know it, except none of us heard of it. But somehow, it was rediscovered. So how in the world you lose a video in a month and you rediscover it again? Once again, Professor Green, are you trying to tell me that the video was out there for a whole month and miraculously it was rediscovered in the following months? That makes a lot of sense, sir. And I do not know why Professor Green, who is teaching in a Christian school, that is Luther College, why does he lie? Why is he covering for Ilhan Omar? Why is he covering for the Muslims? Maybe the American people need to rethink his honesty because he is not doing what is right, not as an American and for sure not as a Christian. And here is the truth, my friends. Yes, the video was hidden, and I want to tell you who are they who invited Ilhan Omar to speak. They are called CARE, the Council on America Islamic Relations, a Muslim jihadi organization. Those are the good Muslims whom Ilhan Omar supports. Those are the same people who collect millions of dollars from the American people, Muslims and others, and they send to Hamas to kill the Jews. But besides that, we do not know who are they. Why can't Professor Green be a little bit open and teach us about that event? Why does he always minimize every evil act which takes place in America and around the world by the Muslims and his wonderful special friend Ilhan Omar, and he is making it like it was nothing? The video was hidden, and the video was discovered in April. Professor Green, you are a professional liar, sir. And because you are very deceived, you will continue to defend the Muslim people even if they attack us with another 20 or 30 September 11th. And now, my friends, let me introduce you to that meeting where Representative Ilhan Omar spoke. It was CARE of California Greater Los Angeles chapter. It was their first annual Valley Banquet, and it was for empowering Valley Muslims, advocacy, and justice. And that meeting was in March 23, 2019. Now, Professor Green made sure that his audience understood that Representative Ilhan Omar had a long speech. It was not just that one sentence, some people did something, but it was actually a long speech. As he stated, in which she was making a longer speech about the backlash the Muslims have received in the aftermath of 9/11. Oh yes, my friends. Muslims in America suffer so much after September 11. Once again, let me repeat what I said to you a good 18 years ago. If September 11 would have taken place in any other Muslim country, I'm talking about if what happened here took place, say, for example, in Egypt, and 19 Christian men killed not 3,000, not 300, not 30 Muslims, they would just kill 3 Muslims in Egypt. You know what the backlash will be like? That is maybe the burning of the last church in Egypt and the beheading of thousands and thousands of Christians and the kidnapping of hundreds of thousands of young Christian ladies. That would be the normal backlash of Muslims over the 19 Christians in Egypt of killing 3 Muslim people. Now, if you can understand that, then you have to realize that the Muslims of America did not see any backlash. Why? Because the American people did not do anything like that here in America. But for Professor Green, we did not do enough to apologize to the Muslims for killing 3,000 Americans. We did not do exactly what we ought to do as naive Americans to make sure that Muslims are safe. And that, by the way, did not start with Professor Green. It actually started with Mr. George W. Bush himself. In his speech, which we covered in the early broadcast of this study, that is when he made sure that the American people will not do anything to harm or to upset the Muslims of America after September 11. He said that will not be America. So what is America? It is for Muslims to kill 3,000 Americans and for the American to smile and bow down to the Muslims, make sure that they are very comfortable in America. Yes, indeed, that was the whole entire purpose of why Mr. George W. Bush gave his speech in the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C. 4 days after September 11. You can go back and listen to the entire speech to know exactly what I'm talking about. But for now, let's go back to Professor Todd Green, who stated...
And in that speech, at one point she says some people did something on 9/11, and then we, as Muslims, have ever since been sort of under a cloud of suspicion and have been targeted, etc., etc. That's the fuller context of her talk.
Excuse me, what? You said in that speech, she would say, some people did something on September 11. And we, as Muslims, have ever since then have been under a cloud of suspicion and have been targeted, etc., etc. Wow. I do not know why Professor Green will make a big deal about everybody in America who will criticize Islam or criticize Ilhan Omar, but Professor Green will give his special friend Ilhan Omar a pass about anything she would say. It does not hurt him at all. He did not show any emotion about it, that she is actually saying that some people did something, but Professor Green is more emotional, worrying about how Muslims feel living in America after September 11, because they are really targeted. They are now suspect in America. Wow, what a wonderful, idiot, naive professor. Maybe, sir, and I say maybe, if you have lost somebody in these towers or in these airplanes, if one of the 3,000 who died on that day belongs to you, say maybe a wife, a daughter, a son, a cousin, a nephew, an uncle, somebody belonged to your family, maybe then you would have a different taste of what happened on that day. And Professor Green did not bother to listen to his special friend, Representative Ilhan Omar, to tell us what was wrong in her speech, because obviously Professor Green 100% knows that she could not say anything wrong. And he summarized her speech by saying that is the fuller context of her talk. Really? That was it? That's all what we got out of her 20-some-minute speech?
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now, let's continue with Professor Green, who stated...
This circulated in a very odd way. A very Islamophobic imam in Australia edited a video in a very particular way to make it seem like she was being dismissive of the 9/11 attacks.
Wait a minute. Professor Green actually believes that they are Islamophobic imams, Islamophobic Muslim leaders. It's not just Usama Dakhtok is Islamophobe. It's not just Donald Trump is Islamophobe. Actually, he believes that there are some imams out there in Australia who are Islamophobe. I never heard that before. Have you? This is unbelievable. And why is this Australian imam was Islamophobe? Because he actually took that video, or not the entire video, of Representative Ilhan Omar speaking for CARE in Los Angeles. He actually talked about the small segment. That is when she said some people did something, then this Muslim imam of Australia was using that piece to make it seem like Ilhan Omar was being dismissive of the 9/11 attacks. Are you trying to tell me, Professor Green, that she was not? I do not know what you are smoking or drinking, because what you are saying is not a very rational conclusion from a professor who's teaching at Luther College. You must have a little more logic than that, sir. But this is concerning the Islamophobe imam. Brand new information for me, because I don't think that thing ever exists. There is no Islamophobe imam. Like, there is no Christian Jesusophobe or Jesusophobe Christian minister. And now, let's move on to see how the Republicans, the wacko Trump, and those like him used the statement of Representative Ilhan Omar in her speech to the Muslims of CARE with her statement of some people did something, as we listen carefully to the following statement of Professor Green.
And then this was circulated a good bit by Dan Crenshaw of Texas and some other Republicans. Donald Trump, of course, got wind of this, got it. Someone probably helped Trump, because I can't imagine Trump sitting there splicing a video together. But Trump did pin a tweet where he spliced a video together of these remarks from Omar taken out of the full context, together with images of the World Trade that are being attacked.
Are you following the talk of Professor Green? That Islamophobe imam in Australia took that video of Ilhan Omar somehow out of context, editing it, add some material to it, and he makes in his video Ilhan Omar look bad as she cared less about September 11. And then that new video was used by a man, his name Dan Crenshaw, who is from Texas. And then other Republicans use the new video. Mr. Trump also found out about it. And as Professor Green talks about Donald Trump, you can hear the giggling of his audience, the wonderful baby students. Oh, yeah, something funny happened here. Why? Because Mr. Trump fall in the trap of using an edited video. And I believe the reason the students were laughing at Mr. Trump is because Professor Green was mocking our president by telling his audience that someone probably helped Trump, because I can't imagine Trump sitting there splicing a video together. Wow. Our president is not smart enough to edit a video. Wow. What a great respect Professor Green shows to our president. And he did this throughout his speech to make his audience laugh at our president and mock our country, the great America. What is important here is that Professor Green will defend Representative Ilhan Omar and make sure that his audience know his propaganda, not the true account, as we will see in our study. As he stated that these remarks of Omar were taken out of the full context together with images of the World Trade Center being attacked. Wow. This is exactly how Professor Green understood the excellent speech of Representative Ilhan Omar and how her statement, "some people did something," was taken out of context. And they cut and pasted her videos, and Mr. Trump used it to smear her. And she is now a victim of editing, a victim of the bigotry of Donald Trump and bigots like him who are in the Republican Party. But then Professor Green ended that segment by telling us,
"This caused a lot of controversy because, of course, this was definitely an attempt to suggest that Omar was either heartless when it came to the victims of 9/11, or maybe even harboring sympathies for the 9/11 attacks, which has been a narrative that's been put out there about her already."
Yes, indeed, my friends. What the Islamophobe imam did in Australia and what the Republicans and Mr. Trump did in America caused a lot of controversy. You see, her speech did not cause any controversy, but the reaction to her speech after editing her speech brought the controversy. Because, of course, Professor Green said this was an attempt to suggest that Omar was either heartless when it came to the victims of 9/11, or maybe even harboring sympathies for the 9/11 attacks, which has been a narrative that has been put out there about her already. Now we know, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, that Ilhan Omar is a victim of such evil attacks. How dare the Republicans, how dare Mr. Trump to suggest that Ilhan Omar was heartless towards the victim of September 11, or she is sympathetic for the 9/11 attacks? How dare we do that? All this because we took one sentence of Representative Ilhan Omar's speech out of context, which is, "some people did something." But you know what? I have some bad news for Professor Todd Green and for the liberals and the Muslims like him. Because in the rest of this program and in the following broadcasts, we're going to be talking about the entire speech of Ilhan Omar. And I want to assure you, as you will hear her words and you listen to my comments about her speech, you will know for sure that she is an evil woman who celebrated the death of the 3,000 Americans, and she would love to see more of 9/11 hijackers all over America. Not 19, not 190, but maybe 1,900. Who knows? Maybe she's looking for 19,000 Muslim men to follow the steps of the hijackers of September 11. Because that's exactly what Muslim imams all over the world, that's exactly what the Muslim leaders of CARE, this is the organization she's speaking for in the speech, that CARE are also hoping to see the destruction of America. So without further ado, let us investigate the entirety of the speech of Representative Ilhan Omar. First, let us examine the video production which was prepared by CARE before her speech.
"Most of the things that have always been aggravating to me is that we have had a policy that makes one superior to the other."
What is aggravating Representative Ilhan Omar is that we have policies in America. And this policy said that some people or someone is more superior than the other. Excuse me, where did you learn about that? Here you are, a Muslim woman from the country of Somalia holding a job as a House representative. You make the laws for the American people. And you think that we have injustice in America? And you think that we have policies in America which aggravate you? And you believe that these policies make some people superior to others? Why not we go to Somalia? Why not we go to any Muslim country of your choice, the 57 we got in the world today? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That is exactly how Muslims live in the whole world. Muslims are superior to non-Muslims. Not because Usama Dakdok said so, but because Allah said so. You need the evidence? Here it is. In Quran chapter 8 and verse 55, we read, "Surely the worst creatures before Allah are those who became infidel, so they do not believe." Here we go, Representative Omar. Only Muslims, the believers, are the best of the creatures. But the rest of us, Jews, Christians, and all infidels, are the worst of the creatures. And you're talking about superiority? How about the following verse? In Quran chapter 98 verse 6, we read, "Surely those who became infidels from the people of the book, Jews and Christians, and polytheists, will abide in the fire of hell forever." Those are the worst of the creatures. Hello, Representative Omar. Here is your Allah telling you, all Jews, all Christians who did not submit to Islam will spend the eternity in hell, and they are the worst of the creatures. And you, as a Muslim believer, are the best of the creatures because you believe, because you are not an infidel. How about the following verse? That is Quran chapter 98, verse 7. "Surely those who believed, Ilhan Omar and the wonderful Muslims of the world, and did good deeds, those are the best of the creatures." I think the picture is very clear. Yes, there are people who are superior over the others. And according to your Allah, Representative Ilhan Omar, those people are the Muslim believers, and they are superior over all American infidels. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.